Okay, so Q&A day, and now we officially begin every Tuesday Fifth Thing episode with a quote. Chase is also here with me tonight, and we're recording this on Monday night. This goes up, well, at midnight.
2 hours.
So the quote is actually from Mr. Rogers, and it says, "To love someone is to strive to accept that person exactly the way he or she is, right here and now."
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm, and when Chase and I were talking about this, I'm like, yep. I mean, because you've been dealing with me recording this. Like, at first, we were going to meet probably an hour and 40 minutes ago, and then it shifted to, like, then an hour after that. And then I called you, and I'm like, I'm stuck at the store. I'm trying to find Stashira, the specific kind of marker. And then while I was at the checkout line, they had the Reese's Easter eggs at the store. And I thought, you know what? New me. I'm like, normally I'd be like, ugh, I can't have that. But now I'm like, actually, if I want that, I can. So I bought it and we just shared it.
And it's
so good. There's something about the Reese's egg, the Christmas tree, the egg, all of the shapes are different than the regular Reese's cups.
I have a theory.
What is it?
I think that it's how they drizzle the chocolate on, like, versus the cups have the ridges.
Yeah, it's thicker.
Well, it's thicker, but it's also like a smoother bite in.
Yeah, something about it. There's more of the filling. It's so good. So we just enjoyed that right before we hopped on here. And the back to the quote is, I've just been all over the place today trying to find ways to get it all done. And, you know, sometimes people that work with me, like Chase at times, have to love me for who I am.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. We do 100%.
Yeah. So the goal today is to still have the Q&A under 15 minutes.
Well, so then we better get going.
Let's do it.
All right. This first one's from Brittany. Hey, Amy, confession time. I'm a bit of a control freak. Actually, I'm a lot of a control freak. I don't want to be this way, and I always catch myself when it's just a little too late. Do you have any tips for helping me let go of control?
So I'm actually kind of a little bit, I'm not a control freak in certain areas of my life, but at home I am. Do you think I'm a control freak?
No, I want to hear the answer.
No, but what do you think about me, knowing me from the outside?
I think in certain moments, there are moments when your hands are up and
there's some stuff I want to be in control of, and then other stuff I do not care. Like, that's not a consistent control.
Yeah.
It just really depends. But I do want things done a certain way at times, and especially around the house. And I feel like, you know, I should just maybe do it. Or if my husband's doing it, he's doing it all wrong, and I just need to do it because this is how it needs to get done. And I can get particular. So I actually Googled 3 tips for letting go of control, and this came from theblissfulmind.com. And the first thing out of the 3 was to make a list of things you can control. That way, you know the difference. Like, this is an exercise to help you realize what you do have power over in your life. For example, health-wise, you can maybe try to incorporate more fruits and veggies, drink more water, get more sleep, choose when you work out or if you don't work out. And then you break it down into smaller actions and choices that you actually do have. And that takes the stress off. Like, look at all these choices you have and you've made. Like, look at all this control. Then, number 2 is break your reaction pattern. So when we're feeling like we don't have control over something, we're likely to experience anxiety, mood swings, and frustration. See, for me, I can't tell right now with all my hormones and stuff that I have going on with me if I'm just hormonal or I'm...
You're okay.
It's just life.
You
haven't seen my frustration and my mood swings, like when I want to throw milk across the kitchen. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but yeah, I've seen a few things.
So anyway, or mine's definitely not from lack of control, but some people, if you're struggling with that, you could experience that. And all of this comes from the thoughts we have about the situation that we're in. So you got to be aware of the trigger, breathe when you start to feel your body get tense, practice self-compassion when your thoughts begin to turn negative. Recognize that your thoughts and feelings are nothing more than thoughts and feelings. avoid over-identifying with your thoughts. And then the third thing they recommend is write down or recite affirmations, which on Thursday's episode, I'm super excited. I have my friend Allie coming on, and we do a whole thing on affirmations. She's really awesome. Into them. Our first thing that we talk about is writing for therapy and how it can be really therapeutic for you. And then she does the second thing with me on affirmations. So Thursday is going to be a good episode. I hope y'all download and listen to that. But if you want to write, here's some affirmations that help with control freaks. I am 100% in control of my own life. I go with the flow and accept what comes my way. I focus my energy on what is most beneficial for me. I am safe and secure in myself. So those are four different affirmations. You can choose which one to write down. But I personally like, I am safe and secure in myself. I feel like that could apply to a lot of us if we've got something going on. Just knowing that you're safe.
Yeah.
You are secure in yourself. Mm-hmm. I go with the flow and accept what comes my way. That's my problem at home sometimes. I'm not very good with the flow. I try to act like I'm good with the flow, and Ben's like, you're not being very good with the flow.
You're kind of in and out of it. Some days you are.
Which is funny because I have to go with the flow with my own self, but it really is about home stuff. It's really not about
work. You're just one stuff. Of a kind.
Like work stuff, I'm way more just laid back. I'm like, yeah. We'll figure it out. We'll get it done.
It's a matter of what you're tuning into and what you're not tuning into.
There you go.
Like Ben and I can have a full-blown conversation about you right in front of you, and it might not even register.
It's fine. Y'all can totally talk about me. I'll never know.
Yeah.
Okay, next question is from Abigail.
Abby wants to know just real quickly, what kind of blue light blocking glasses do you have? You mentioned them recently on the podcast.
So did you just give her the nickname Abby? Or does it say?
I mean, I feel like it's, yeah, we're friends.
I know the questions. I like emailed them to you, so I know they're Abigail.
From our friend Abby,
yep.
Also known as Abigail.
So the particular blue light blocking glasses I have, they're clear. What is this called? The
frame.
The frame's clear, and they're Warby Parker, and I love them. But we have a Warby Parker store here in Nashville. Are those pretty much everywhere? But the whole thing behind Warby Parker is you order online, and they mail them to you.
Yeah.
So no matter where you live, you should be able to get them. But why did you make that face when I said they were Warby Parker?
I just feel like that's
something
I hear a lot of.
Yeah.
It's like
they're cute.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know that Amazon has some that are way cheaper.
I got mine on Amazon for $10, and they're clear frame.
Perfect.
They're great.
Or you could do that. Sorry. I guess Warby Parker is a little bit fancy, but.
But they're nice. I mean,
I really like them. Yeah.
And if you get in the, I would encourage if you try a pair and you're actually using them frequently, like invest in a nicer pair.
Yeah. So maybe you order the Amazon ones first. I'll try to find one that I know is good. Or maybe your link, and I'll put that on my Amazon page, which is radioamy.com, to access that. Next question.
Okay, the next one is from Nikita, not to be confused with Nikki. Nikita.
We'll just give everybody nicknames.
Yeah. Hey, Amy, I'm working on living a healthier lifestyle. A few months ago on the Bobby Bone Show, I remember you talking about a wine that you like. It has less sugars and sulfates in it. Can you tell me the name?
So for a long time, I was using dry farm wines, which are like this, and they're great. But I, a few months ago, switched to Scout and Cellar. And I got to say, I'm so happy with, like, sometimes with dry farm, I'm a member of the wine club, so I get 6 bottles a month. And I end up giving a lot away or saving them as gifts because we don't go through 6 bottles in a month. There was a time maybe I did, but not anymore.
Right now.
Not anymore. I'm doing good. I am safe and secure in my life. So I switched to Scout and Cellar. Oh, so back to the dry farm wines. There was some that I just didn't really, I never knew what I was going to get if I opened it up. But Scout, and I would just be like, ugh, I can't drink this. But Scout and Cellar, I've liked every single bottle. And it's really good. And we had it in our gift guide. If you're looking for that link, if you just, is the gift guide still at radioamy.com? Yeah. Or if you just Google Amy and Mary's gift guide,
yeah.
Christmas 2019, it will come up on the Shop Forwards page. And in the gift guide, there's a link to the Scout and Cellar. And I'm a fan.
I've had it. It's good stuff.
Like, I'm not associated. I don't get paid to say that. It's so good. I also don't get paid to say Warby Parker either. Nothing I mention on here am I getting paid to say.
True.
Just so that you guys know.
I can vouch. Mm-hmm. All right, this next one's from Kayla. Hey, Amy, I know you have expressed how Ben dislikes you shaving your face, but does he ever mention if your upper lip area feels prickly when he kisses you? I've been wanting to do it, but I'm going to have to do it secretly and wanted to make sure my husband wouldn't notice that.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't grow back any thicker or prickly or anything. If you already have a prickly upper lip, then that's how it's going to be. But it's not just because you shave. It is not going to grow back thicker. That is a myth. And you should be fine. And yeah, get rid of the peach fuzz. Go for it. Tinkle razor all the way.
Well, speaking real quickly of Tinkle Razor, mm-hmm. Sherry wants to know, she's flying in a few weeks and was wondering if you can take the Tinkle Razor in your carry-on.
I have many times, like every time. I rarely check a bag anymore when I travel, and I always have a Tinkle Razor in my little dot kit thingy. So yeah, I don't want
to
say you should be good to go, but gosh, I'm telling you that. But worst case is they're going to have you throw it out and like it's not the end of the world, but yeah. I think you'll be fine. One time Bobby and I were flying somewhere and we were in the TSA line and my hairdresser gave me a switchblade. I don't know why. I think I had mentioned that I wanted one and she got me a real one and it was so nice and thoughtful, but I had it with me in my purse and I forgot about it. And I thought, I didn't want to get taken up.
Yeah.
So then I went at the airport and they'll hold it for you. You can either mail it back to yourself or there's a desk, at least at the Nashville airport, where they will hold it for you until you return. So I had to pay for them to put it in a locker for me in some office. Yeah. And then when I returned, I went and got my switchblade back.
That's awesome. I didn't know they do that.
Me neither, but this bonus tip.
Also, if you're into the Tinkle Razors, available at radioamy.com.
Very true. Yeah, and also not affiliated with Tinkle.
Yeah. All right, this last one's from April. Hey girl, my husband and I are starting the adoption process locally here in Little Rock through foster care. And I remember you mentioning on a podcast about a book that you really liked when going through the adoption process. Do you have any other book recommendations? I really appreciate it.
The book was called Adopted for Life. And yeah, I mean, my husband was not really feeling adoption at all. And that was a struggle. And not that he didn't think we wouldn't adopt one day, but his first choice for us would be to get pregnant. And which, by the way, I was at the pharmacy at the store, like I was having to buy the marker. Oh, when I was getting I was over checking out something at the pharmacy. And listen to how weird this is, because I was like, how awkward. They now had, well, at least at this grocery store, they had pregnancy tests and tampons. Condoms. Pregnancy tests and condoms right by the pharmacy, like where the prescription drop off and pick up where you consult,
like
where the line is, right? Oh, it's right there. And they have them in cases. So maybe this particular store has an issue with theft of those items. So yes, they need to lock them up. But it was like, could you put them in a more, because I was over there looking for something else and I felt this like guy there looking at them and I thought, that's awkward. That's awkward. This guy is like in front of everybody looking at, I don't know if he was buying a pregnancy test or
that's funny. You
condoms,
think it's awkward.
But I felt awkward for him. And I wanted to tell the store, why are you doing this to people? I would have felt awkward if I had to buy something right there. I wouldn't have. I would have just left or I would have waited till there was no line,
yeah.
Which could have, the line was six people deep. So I would have had to wander around the store. And
it's that way everywhere.
Okay. Well,
because they're
locked up.
Yeah. Because it's a
pregnancy test. Back in the day when I was trying to get pregnant and I was taking pregnancy tests like every other day, they were not locked up.
I can't speak to that piece of it, but it's like, it's a common like theft item.
Well, I agree, but I never have, me personally, anytime I bought anything like that, it has not been locked up. And
all right,
I was
guys,
really
pro tip, Amazon it.
Right. Amazon Prime. Amazon's not paying us to say that. But anyway,
when
my husband always thought we would have the baby by like ourselves, like I would get pregnant, and I never got pregnant. And So he wasn't, we were still thought we might get pregnant. So he wasn't really open to adoption when we were having to make the choice of adopting or maybe doing IVF. Like, where did we want to spend our money? And I was, my heart was saying adoption and his was saying IVF. And then he read Adopted for Life, which is by Russell Moore. And it's a great book. And I highly recommend it. Like chapter one, he was like, okay, I'm in. I mean, it moved him. He was moved him to tears and he was like, okay. And he finished the book and he said, we can do this. Adoption is for us. And now we have two beautiful Haitian kids. And it's 15 minutes and 15 seconds. And that was the last question.
Man, that's, look at you. Mm-hmm. And you even kind of got,
tell my,
I was going to say a little.
My pregnancy test condom lockup story. Poor guy. I'm going to tell the grocery store, it's fine if you need to lock them in cases. It was not behind a glass case. They were individual cases. And then you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, you could put those anywhere in the store. But they couldn't walk out. They couldn't steal them. I mean, why put it right by the line where people have
it's
to?
Everywhere.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. I hope everyone has a great Tuesday. Don't forget our Mr. Rogers quote.
Love them.
Love
just as they are.
Love others. Love yourself. Make sure people love you just the way you are. Unless, of course, you need to be kinder. Then be kind.